Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories today.
We love to read books, be silly, and play.
Me and my mommy are here every week to read you great stories that all are unique. Join us at bedtime, or bath time, or breakfast. We promise it's better than a trip to the dentist.
Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories. Guys, it's Halloween. Be careful. Conchita is climbing. We're on her top bunk of her bunk bed. And before we get into this week's story that we're going to read special for Halloween, I'm going to go over 11 or so spooky animals in real life, in the real world, that are scary. Oh, one of them is our dog. That are real life animals on the planet that are spooky. They're so spooky, it seems like they were made specially for Halloween. What do you think about it? Nah? Well, we'll see. Oh, Hannah made a noise too. So first we're gonna talk about frogs and toads.
Frogs aren't scary.
Frogs aren't scary or creepy. Not scary, it has to be scary or creepy. So you tell
frogs
me if this
are
is...
not creepy or scary.
No? Listen about this frog. These frogs, you tell me. So frogs are amphibians. They're slimy. They come in all different shapes and sizes. There's so many different frogs all over the world, right? Well, in Australia, there's something called a cane toad.
What?
Cane toad.
Does that mean
I have a picture here.
Does that mean it's very old and it eats a cane?
I don't know why it's called that. Maybe it's named after somebody. Well, here's a picture. Listen to this.
Let me see.
That's its, like, its hand, its paw, its foot, I don't know, its hand. So they were brought to, what was that? Okay, sorry. They were brought to.
That was Hannah.
Okay. They were brought to Australia to get rid of beetles that were eating all the crops and stuff. Well, these toads, now there's over a billion of them. And they're huge and they're poisonous and they eat everything, including pet food. They'll steal from the pets. Go inside and outside of people's houses, they're a mess. That's the cane toad. Next is the parachute frog, who lives only in the trees and glides from one tree to the next.
So like a flying squirrel?
Yeah, but it's a frog. Imagine you're walking and there's just frogs flying down from the trees. It's pretty creepy. Okay. Then you have...
It doesn't look like a frog.
Oh, no. The poison dart frog that is so poisonous, one drop of poison will kill you in 5 minutes. You're done. And there's no antidote, so don't go near a poison dart frog. And then there's this special called the horror frog who breaks its own bones to shoot claws through its skin.
How does it break its own bones?
I don't know. That's crazy. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. So there's
about it more.
No, that's all it says. And it's.
Wait, read it over again.
It's called the horror frog, and it breaks its own bones and shoots claws through its skin, like the Wolverine or something, or a werewolf, probably to help catch food or something, kill food. I don't know why it would do that. So next, we're gonna talk about. What's that?
That's an owl.
No, not that one. This one. What does this say?
Rats.
Rats? Did you know they can swim? They're actually really, really good swimmers.
I know that.
In some places.
I already knew that rats can swim.
How did you know that?
Because I figured out that rats are kind of like dogs, except tinier.
Ooh, well, in the UK, you got to be careful because rats have been known sometimes in some places to come scurrying out of the toilet. So you go to sit down on the toilet and you got to look because there might be a rat that climbs right out of it.
Oh.
Rats also go pee-pee on their food. Before they eat it.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. So rats can't throw up. Their stomachs aren't made so they can throw up. So if they eat something that has like bacteria or something on it that's going to make them sick, it makes them really, really sick because they can't throw it back up. So they pee-pee on their food to kill any of the bacteria before they eat it.
Yeah! Why do they pee-pee on their food?
I told you, it's creepy, spooky, gross animals. Real life animals.
I want you to read the pee-pee thing again.
We have to... we're going to take a quick break in 2 minutes because you have to go back to school and then we'll continue recording this. All right, real quick, let's talk about owls. Let's talk about owls before we go back. Here we go. Owls. I knew this. Owls can turn their head almost completely around.
I knew that too.
I think a lot of us knew that.
When I was watching Wildcrafts, I knew it.
Yeah, we like to watch a lot of the show Wildcrafts on PBS. It tells a lot about animals. So we know that they can turn their head so they can see behind them without turning their body. Very cool. Unlike many birds, owls are ninjas of the skies. They make...
Hawks are ninjas.
Well, owls make no noise when they fly. You don't even hear them.
Flapping their wings.
And they do this because they have special feathers that make the wind, like, in their wings. You know how sometimes you hear a bird, you hear their wings go, like, flap? Well, they do. Next time you see a bird fly away, see if you can listen to their wings flap. But owls' feathers are special, so you can't even hear them coming. Good thing we're not owl food. They're really, really good hunters. And they like to hunt only in the dark, and they can hunt in total, complete darkness.
Like in my closet?
Yeah, they don't even need a bit of light to hunt. And they can hear a mouse's heartbeat from 3 meters away. Which 3 meters is like from here
like the last kids
to the
on
bathroom
Earth,
door over there.
Like the last kids on Earth and where the animals can hear them.
I don't know, I don't watch that show. Yeah, but yeah, they have superpower hearing. Pretty cool. So that wasn't really scary or anything. It's just really cool. They're really...
Now I want to learn about wolves.
All right, we'll do wolves. Then we'll take a quick break. So wolves. Wolves are born in April to May, and they're the sign of a Taurus, if you're a zodiac person. But what that means is they're stubborn. They can be stubborn. So what they're saying is a wolf will spot its prey, let's say at 6 a.m. in the morning. It sees a, I don't know, something it wants to eat, right? A cat or, I don't know, what do wolves eat? Other...
Rats?
Rabbit something?
Rabbit.
I feel like that's a small meal for a wolf. But anyway, a deer. So let's say it sees a deer in the woods.
Deer, oh my God.
It's 6 a.m. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, right? Like when you wake up for school. That wolf will not stop hunting, chasing, and like stalking its prey until he gets it. Night and day and night and day.
But how does he, every time he hunts, how does he know it's the same deer?
He just watches. It's so good. They're such good hunters. They will stalk it for days without even sleeping until they get it. That's, wolves are, what's up,
they're crazy.
As your dad would say. They're really
so
good.
So that's
hunters.
Like Hannah was born as a wolf.
Well, all dogs originally come from wolves, but Hannah, if she would not have the same stamina as a wolf in the wild. That's for sure. Remember that movie we saw?
Yeah.
A Call to the Wild with the wolf, the dog that was a regular dolphin, and then he wound up living with wolves in the wild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Special
that's
dog.
Never gonna end up like Hannah.
I don't think, no, she wouldn't make it. So we're gonna stop there, guys, because Conchetta's gotta go back to school. We just took a quick grading break. But we will come back and finish this for Halloween because we have a lot of more cool animals to talk about.
I want to read the rat pee-pee.
Look what we're going to read about next. Do you know what that says?
Vampire.
Yep.
Oh my.
Say it. Say
goodness.
It.
I don't want to say it.
Vampire bats, guys.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it, you.
All right. We'll be back in a sec. Thank you. We're done. We're back, guys, from our school, and Conchetta's finished for the day.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you do have some homework to do.
No.
But it's fun homework. We'll do it later. So we are back, and we're talking about vampire bats now.
Look
at these guys.
I don't wanna.
That's the epitome of Halloween,
right
there. Wait,
can everybody see? When you got out, and can everybody see like your abs?
No, so people can't see this, but at the end I'm gonna tell them the link so they can go on at home on their computers or their tablets and see. So, vampire bats. What do you think vampire bats do?
Oh, mixed up snakes. I hate snakes.
Wait, what do you think vampire bats do?
Suck people's blood.
You're pretty much right.
Wait. Oh, no.
So.
I don't want to fly around in my house.
So vampire bats are the only mammals that live exclusively on blood.
What do you mean?
It's the only thing they eat. They eat nothing else. And they're the only animal on Earth that does that. So they do it at night. They hunt in the nighttime, especially on nights where there's like no moon in the sky. So it's really dark. They like that even better because it's easier for them to sneak up on their prey.
You mean
And they use their echolocation. So what's echolocation?
A tracker, but inside I don't know.
So if you guys have ever seen the movie Finding Dory, right, from Finding Nemo, and there's a beluga whale in the movie that uses his echolocation device.
How?
Do you remember the movie where he goes, and he can see in his mind what's going on, but he uses sound? That's what echolocation is. It's a real thing that animals can use. So vampire bats make this really high-pitched screech. We can't even do it. Human ears can't even hear the screech. That's how high the pitch is. And they're able to see in the complete darkness. Isn't that the coolest thing? So anyways, they use that and they bounce off all the surrounding trees and things.
Can humans see in their mind?
No, humans cannot do that. But we have good eyes, that's why we can't do that. So, and then that's how they find things, but they don't really attack humans. They bite
animals?
Yeah.
Deer?
Little mice. Rabbits, lizards, things like that.
Please tell me snakes, because I want to get rid of snakes.
I don't know if they attack snakes. You'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, I think they don't, because even though they could fly away, some snakes are so slippery, they could jump so high, even higher than a bat.
I know, we did see a jumping snake. So Conchetta and I, and Fabian, my husband, Conchetta's dad, we love watching animal documentaries. We love it. And so we watched one, and I don't remember which one it was in recently, but it was about snakes that fly, jump out of trees. Do you remember that?
No, I think that was a squirrel's.
No, there's a snake that does it too. Anyways, that's a creepy snake too. I forget its name. But speaking of snakes, look at this one.
Snakes.
So this is called, this one here, is called the basilisk. Behemoth of the desert.
What? So it lives in the desert?
It can either live in the desert, forest, and mountains. And there's different kinds.
So it mostly lives in Colorado?
No. Colorado has the rattlesnakes. This is different. But this one is quick, silent, and deadly. It's extremely quiet and quick. And it's the deadliest of all snakes. It's venom. And it's called
even,
the Taipan.
So is it even deadlier than the king?
Yes. It's called the Taipan. It's the world's most venomous snake.
So that tiny snake can beat the largest snake in the world, the king snake?
Well, it could. Oh, yeah. And one drop of its poison from its fangs.
Don't tell me. Don't
can
tell
kill 100
don't,
people.
Don't you
dare. It can kill 100 people.
Don't you dare say that
That's
again.
That's crazy.
Don't you dare say that again, you monster.
So... You want to stay away from this guy.
Just turn it down.
Turn it. Conchetta
doesn't
want to
look at the picture. I don't
want to
look at it.
All right, let's quiet down. Let's read about this guy here. This is a vulture. I used to, where I grew up, there was a lot of these. So these are scavengers, right? So they don't really kill things. They eat like roadkill, which is
so they eat like dead things?
Yeah, and they pick apart the bones.
Like flies?
Like how a fly does, right, exactly. So they're a scavenger bird, but they eat mostly the bones of what they scavenge, not necessarily
what do you mean?
The meat. So say it's a dead squirrel, they don't really want to eat the meat, they eat its bones.
But it's so hard. How?
I know, but they like that. They rather have the bones than anything else. So that's what's kind of creepy about the vulture.
But what was creepy about the rats? I kind of like the pee.
That they swim and they pee on their food. All right, no more talking about that. So the vulture, they prefer to eat bones, and what they'll do is they'll pick up an animal, dead or alive. And they'll drop it from like super, super, super high
up. 100 feet?
Yeah, but yeah, even higher.
700 feet?
700 feet, yeah. Oh, and they'll drop it from there and so that the animal's bones crack and break so that it's easier for it to eat them.
I don't want to go.
Vultures.
I can't see anything.
This one's a black cat or a panther.
But I can't see anything.
Right, because he's totally black. Actually,
even blacker than henna?
Oh yeah.
Like that time when I tripped on henna and I didn't see she was there.
I know.
That was funny.
Henna's actually dark, dark brown. She's not really black. But panthers are, they look totally black, but if you were to get up close, like really close to one, like how you're sitting next to me, you would see that they have spots and stripes on it like a leopard does, but you just can't see it from far away because it's black on black.
But when it's daytime, you could see it, like, far away?
Not from far away. You had to get up close, and you could see that it has spots and things, but it's just black hair on black fur on black fur, and so it's hard to see. And they're like that on purpose, so that in the night, they're hard to see when they're stalking their prey. Okay.
I know, but what about their eyes? People can see their eyes in the night, right?
They can, yeah, but... So panthers, you could also be called a jaguar, and leopards. They're all part of the same like family.
And
they live in the trees.
I don't care how big the cats are. I don't care if it's a leopard or a cheetah. I love all cats.
I know, me too. Even if they want to eat me, I love them.
What?
I do. So they live in trees. They like to climb trees and live in trees, sleep in trees, which is unusual to other big cats, and so they have really strong jaws.
Can we skip a little bit and go down and then come right back up? I want to see what the next animal.
Well, the next one, I'm just about to finish. So they have really strong jaws, and when they do kill something like a deer or something to eat, they drag it.
Or a human?
They don't really do that, no. They drag it up into the tree and keep it up in the tree so other
until they get hungry?
Yeah.
Like spiders?
So other panthers can't steal their food. So there you go. Now, what do you think that is? The next one.
wait, don't tell me.
I never saw one of these in person and I don't want to. So this is a leech.
Oh, a giant leech?
A leech, which is kind of like a slug.
I know what a leech is.
But
it's something
not
that
the same.
Sucks your blood.
Yes.
Why? Why did
so
I even
let's
say
listen.
That?
Vampire bats aren't the only blood-sucking animals. Leeches attach themselves to their prey, pretty much like if you go into water, like a swampy area.
What if there's like 1,000 tiny leeches on it?
Well, there might be.
Would you die in 1 second?
No, you would not die in 1 second because it takes them a long time. No. So they attach when you're in water or into an animal or a person, and they basically eat your blood like a mosquito does and a tick. So does a leech.
That's why I don't go outside too much.
No, there's no leeches here. You have to go in like a swamp.
I mean the mosquitoes and stuff.
Oh, well. So as soon as it's done eating and it gets big and fat with the animal's blood, it falls off and just goes bleh because it's so fat and full with blood that it's like, ugh, and then it's a big fat blob on the ground for a while until it digests.
What do you mean?
The blob, the blood. So it looks
like he just throws up the blood?
He doesn't throw it up. I mean, he just eats so much that he becomes so full and round that he falls to the ground, and then they kind of hang there for a while to digest because their bellies are so full with the blood that they're, like, full. You know, when you eat too much, you're like, ugh. That's what they do. kind of
that much.
Yeah. So they can grow 10 times bigger than their actual size.
That looks like blood. A spider that's a rat. Or is that a spider?
Oh, it's a spider. So, next, guys, spiders. Spiders are actually like the quintessential Halloween.
Yeah, so like I know. Did you know that spiders aren't insects?
What are they?
They are, I forgot the word. They're one of
the arachnids.
Yeah, and arachnids are animals that have 8 legs.
That's right. Very good.
I learned that in school. A lot of times I hated it.
So spiders are like the quintessential Halloween insect animal, and they're the most feared animal.
What does feared mean?
Like scared. Most people in the world are scared of them more than any other animal. Besides snakes is number 2. But number 1 is spiders. But you really shouldn't be afraid of spiders.
What?
Because they got a bad rap. Because even though most people are afraid of spiders, and there's thousands of different kinds of spiders in the world, only 30 of them are harmful to humans. Out of the thousands and thousands of species of spiders, only 30 are harmful to humans.
I know one that isn't poisonous.
Which one?
And
I will say this real quick. In the entire 20th century, so for you guys, the 20th century means...
I know a spider.
From like 1900 to 2000 or something like that, 100 years, let's say, for you guys to understand, only 100 people have died from a spider bite.
But you really shouldn't be afraid of spiders.
They're not gonna do anything to you.
So I know a spider that isn't poisonous.
Yeah?
That spider that has venom, that has like a greenish back.
Yeah?
And when they shoot out their webs, they use 6 of their organs or something like
that.
I watched it on Wild Kratts.
So sometimes people are afraid of spiders because there are spiders. I mean, they're not the most pleasant looking thing. They're not like cute.
Yeah, like when I went on YouTube Kids, I saw like this girl holding a spider in her hand.
Yeah, you did that once in Colorado. You held a tarantula named Lucy. They're not the cutest thing. That probably doesn't help the reason why people are afraid of them. And also, there are some spiders that are a little bit crazy. Like in Brazil, right?
What's in Brazil?
Brazil is a country in South America. There are spiders that seem to have fell from the sky out of nowhere.
In your head? In your eyeballs?
Yeah, like people were outside and there were these spiders dropping from the sky and they were freaked out. And basically what happened is they got caught up in a tornado in the forest and it kind of...
The spiders.
And it blew them like hundreds of miles away and dropped them down in this town in Brazil. But for a while there, people were like, they thought they were like Attack of the Killer Spiders. They didn't know what was going on because there was these big spiders falling from the sky. Can you imagine? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, but things like that don't happen very often, so you don't have to worry. And the most dangerous spider in the world, we'll talk about it, is in Australia again. Australia has crazy animals, by the way. If you guys, I know we have a lot of Australian listeners, but like if you guys ever get a chance to research that, oh my gosh, there are crazy deadly animals in Australia.
Tarantulas!
So the deadliest spider is called the Australian spider is called the Sydney funnel web. And it's one of the most dangerous spiders in the world. Oh, God. It can charge you if you disturb it. Charge means run at you, like, ah! It can stab you with its fangs so sharp that it can bite through a leather shoe.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it, girl. Don't dare.
Good Lord, I ain't talking about that spider anymore.
Hey, Mom.
I cannot.
Remember that time when there was, like, a daddy long legs in our house and you were, like, so scared to death?
No, those I'm not afraid of. It was a different kind. It was, like, a wolf spider.
What's a wolf spider?
I don't know. They just look crazy.
What do they look
like? They're, like, hairy. So, and let's see. Then there's spiders known as net casting spiders, where they basically create flying webs. So they go like this, psst, and like Spider-Man.
So like in Charlotte's Web?
Nah, she wasn't a net casting spider, but these are webs that aren't really attached to anything.
Like
they like float.
Parachute?
They shoot them at you.
A
like
parachute?
Yes, like a parachute.
Like in what? So like it's Charlotte webs when their babies just float in the air with little tiny pieces.
Yeah, well these spit their web out at the bug or whatever they're trying to catch, and then it catches it in the air and then falls, and then they run and grab it.
Dumb.
Anyways, good thing to know, we're not spider. Humans aren't spider food, guys, so.
Good.
We're okay.
Good, very good. But if we were tiny and we were moving in on a web, they would think we're a fly or something. That would be horrible.
And what is this last one we're going to talk about now? This is a sea cucumber.
Can you eat it?
No. Well, like, some you can, but not this one. So it looks like a cucumber underwater, but that's not really a thing that's a scary thing. But we're talking about it because it's not exactly the most spooky animal on the planet, but the way it defends itself is pretty gross and gruesome. So basically, no, to protect itself against predators, it squirts its internal organs, like its stomach,
you mean poop?
Out of its mouth.
What do you mean?
Like it goes bleh and throws up its organs in its body.
Bones?
Yeah, and
those
I guess
bones?
Like its insides. It takes its insides and squirts them to the outside.
Like if it was allowed to eat bread, it would
And I guess they're like poisonous and the whatever fish is trying to eat it can't eat it because it's like, ew, gross, and the fish swims away, and then after a while it grows back a new stomach and new internal organs.
That is weird.
That's
what are
creepy
organs?
There.
What do you do? You need
like your heart, your stomach.
Like those have its heart.
Yes.
How can it breathe?
I don't know. That's why it's creepy. That's why it made the list of creepiest animals. So guys, this list, if you want to check it out, this is
life.
From the World Wildlife Federation from the UK. It's the 11 spooky, strange things you never knew about animals. And they released it on Halloween a couple years ago, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
I don't want to look at any more animals. I'm even
no more spooky, creepy.
I'm even scared getting off the bed.
There's no none
Check
of those.
Under the bed.
None of those animals are in here. So we want to wish you both, or you all, not you both. The both of us want to wish you all. What do we want to wish them? Happy Halloween. If you celebrate Halloween.
This is the worst day of my life.
Conchetta,
so
what are
scary.
You gonna be for Halloween?
I told you, Mom, I'm gonna be
a
rainbow candy fairy.
No, remember we changed.
Oh, right, vampire. I forgot.
So originally she wanted to be a rainbow candy fairy, and then she saw a vampire girl costume, and you said, "No, wait," which are two very different things. So you're gonna be a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Actually, tomorrow, this is the homework you have to do. You're going to be Gerald from Elephant and Piggy.
I changed my mind. I don't want to be wearing a onesie. I don't want to humiliate myself, Mother.
All the kids have to dress up as their favorite little literary character and give a book report on a book they read.
I don't want to wear a onesie in school. It's uncomfortable.
So we got Conchetta an elephant onesie and glasses like Gerald, if you know Elephant and Piggy books. And she's doing a report on the book, Thank You.
I don't want to humiliate myself in front of everybody.
Maybe we'll take some pictures and put them on our Instagram of that. And Halloween. So guys, happy Halloween!
Don't even touch me, you monster!
Go out there and look at some spooky, creepy animals this Halloween.
Don't even talk about the mice anymore!
Bye! Alright guys, now on to our creepy story. Today we're going to read Creepy Carrots, written by Aaron Reynolds and illustrated by Peter Brown. On the cover is a rabbit with some carrots behind him that seem to have come to life. Jasper had a passion for carrots, and the carrots that he grew in Krakenhopper Field were the best. Fat, crisp, and free for the taking. He pulled some for a morning snack on the way to school. He yanked out a few on his way to Little League practice. He ripped them from the ground on his way home at night. Jasper couldn't get enough carrots. Until they started to follow him. He first noticed something strange after the big game against the East Valley Hares. Jasper was about to help himself to a victory snack when he heard it, the soft, sinister tunk, tunk, tunk of carrots creeping. He turned, but there was nothing there. Just my imagination, he thought, but he hopped a little faster. That night, as he was brushing his teeth, they were there. Jasper whipped around, but nothing. He laughed at himself, picked his toothbrush up off the floor, and went to bed quickly. The next morning, he approached Krakenhopper Field slowly. He reached for two wild carrots. Nothing happened. He bit into one. Nothing happened. Phew! Creepy carrots. It was ridiculous. But when he arrived home that evening, "Mom! Mom!" Jasper screamed. "Creepy carrots in the shed!" His mom opened the door slowly. There weren't any carrots, not even the regular kind. Later that night, as Jasper lay in bed, he heard it. Breathing. Terrible, carroty breathing. And there, on his wall, "Creepy carrots!" he shouted. "Dad! Dad!" His dad thumped into his bedroom and threw on the light. They searched under the bed. No creepy carrots. They looked through the closet. No creepy carrots. They opened the dresser drawers. No creepy carrots. "Just a bad dream, son," his dad said, shaking his head. "Now go to sleep." That wasn't going to happen. By the end of the week, Jasper was seeing creepy carrots everywhere. Jasper knew his parents were wrong. Creepy carrots were real, and they were coming for him. But they couldn't get him if they couldn't get out. Jasper hatched a plan. First thing on Saturday, he grabbed supplies and headed to Krakenhopper Field. Looks like he's building a fence. As the sun finally set across Krakenhopper Field, Jasper Rabbit smiled. On his way home, there was no tunk, tunk, tunk. There were no carrot-shaped shadows. His plan had worked. No creepy carrots would ever get out of that carrot patch again. He built a big, huge fence and a moat with alligators in it around the carrot patch. And as the sun finally set, the carrots of Krakenhopper Field cheered. And they're dancing. Their creepy plan had worked. They were sure of it. Jasper Rabbit would never again get into their carrot patch. The end. There you go, guys. That was Creepy Carrots by Erin Reynolds. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great Halloween. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sleepyhead Stories yet again. We are available on 13 different podcasting platforms, all major podcasting platforms. So please make sure you are subscribing to us so that you are notified every time we release a new episode, which is around once a week or so, give or take. You can reach out to us if you'd like a shout out on our Instagram page or our Facebook page, or you can even send us an email, sleepyheadstories@gmail.com. We also have a website, sleepyheadstoriespodcast.com. And finally, if you guys could share us with your friends, people, friends, or family that you think would be interested in listening to Sleepyhead Stories, we would appreciate it. Or you can give us a rating on Apple iTunes and let us know what your favorite episode is, and we'll get back to you with a big thank you. Guys, thanks so much. We truly appreciate it. We love reading these books, and we love sharing them with you. Have a great day or a great night.